Us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that Thanksgiving Day debacle, the blowout loss to the Panthers, as the Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Happy Thanksgiving, Jerry.
What the hell was that? So defeating. It wasn't a good Thanksgiving for me at all. I don't know if y'all were sitting around there cheering as the Cowboys came a tumbling down. I bet you were, weren't you, Jerry?
No, we weren't cheering your failure, no.
Well, it's a good thing we were waiting around all them weeks for Tony to come back and save us, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunate.
Kind of feels like drowning and someone throws you a life raft that's as limp as my privates have been lately.
Oh, we don't need to hear personal details like that.
Well, you know, I will say this about them. The Panthers sure are a good team. They're a good team. They're not a smart team, but they're a good team.
They are. They're good.
I didn't think it was too smart of the Panthers to knock old Tony out of the game. He'd pretty much been their MVP, hadn't he?
Good point.
Threw them two pick sixes. Y'all see that. Yeah. That was out on the television.
Yes, it was on the television.
And then I don't know if they showed that Tony hurt his shoulder on the picture tube either.
Yeah, they show every play when they televise a game. Yeah.
Good. I tell you, I'm starting to think old Tony's clavichord and shoulders are made out of balsa wood.
Well, he just had, I guess, literally some tough breaks this year.
Why are they always constantly breaking, Ja?
Well, I don't know. It's been that kind of year.
Well, we need to throw some titanium in there, some of that bulletproof vest caviar, whatever that's made out of.
Did he say tritanium?
Yeah. Why don't you get your team doctor, Snapper John, on that?
Well, because he's too busy tending to Jerry Jr.'s diarrhea.
Oh, gosh. That shouldn't take that long to fix.
Hey, did you see old Candace Romo on that Thanksgiving promo?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Stop talking about your quarterback's wife.
She was sitting there looking all hot and surrounded by all them baby people that Tony made her have.
You've got bigger fish to fry than
what about your
players'
roster?
Wives.
She's the biggest fish around, I tell you what, and I want to land her.
Oh,
come on,
gosh,
Jerry.
Don't say that.
She was looking yummier than giblets and gravy.
Oh, stop. It's creepy.
She kind of makes me want to climb into a time machine and go back to when it was actually an issue that Gene had cut me off. As you know, George, I haven't had a working ute assaulter in 17 years.
Well, I don't know if I knew that or not.
Man, back in the day, bathroom rendezvous with nookie girls ended in shouts of, I love Colorado.
God.
Not something to publicize.
No. Not the sort of frantic tugging chased by tears and apologies it's been in the last couple of years.
You need to focus on football.
Well, speaking of football, I'm hoping maybe old Johnny Football's going to drink his way onto our roster soon.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if that's going to fix anything.
Well, I keep checking the deadspin.internet and the Cleveland waiver wire every day, waiting to see if he's been partying and released.
He's getting close.
Yeah, he may be released at some point.
Well, old Machine Gun Couch didn't have quite as good a day as I'd hoped, did he?
No, not much of a day at all.
Horrible. Just horrible. He was as big a no-show as the old Machine Gun Girl was in court.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever been called that before, sir.
Hey, did anybody see the halftime show? Did they show that on the picture tube?
Yes, yes, unfortunately.
Man, was that bad or what?
That's pretty bad.
The worst.
It was so bad I vomited into one of them Salvation Army red kettles and darn near filled the thing up.
Gross.
It was all full of chewed up turkey and Johnny Walker Blue, just a bubbling in there like a cauldron. Smelled like a rave in that bucket.
Well, can't you control who does the halftime show?
No, believe me, I got these two women around me and they run the whole show.
Oh, no.
Between Gene and Charlotte, we don't get a word in edgewise. Did you know I had to spank all three of my kids on Thanksgiving?
No.
I had to spank Steven for not letting me take Johnny Manziel. I had to spank Charlotte for hiring Luke Bryan. And and I had to spank Jerry Jr. for dropping his walkie-talkie in the potty.
Oh, no.
And I had to spank Jean because that's the way she likes it.
Hey, hey.
So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hopefully we'll lose on out and get a good draft pick.
Okay.
You're going to tank games, I guess. All right, there he is. Fake Jerry at 8.